Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. Russell Talk in the D with Martez starts right now. All right, happy Sunday, and thank you for listening. This is Russell talking to D with Martez, coming to you live on a Sunday night, if you will, right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. And we want to thank those at blogtalkradio.com for allowing us to use their platform to do these shows on a weekly basis. Unfortunately, right now, we're supposed to be getting connected with Camille, pro wrestler at the NWA. We've been trying to give her a call the last few minutes here to bring her on to the show, but we're having difficulties getting in contact with her. We were scheduled to interview her today at 7 p.m., but, you know, sometimes in life things happen. But I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to try to get her on the line right now, but I did want to start the show and let you guys know what's going on. So I'm going to take a quick break and then try to see if I can get Miss Camille on the line here on Russell Talking to D with Martez. Hope you guys will stay patient with me because we got a lot to talk about tonight. I definitely want to talk about something that's non-wrestling related. I want to talk about Mike Tyson. I know that's not wrestling. I know boxing isn't wrestling, but I do want to touch on that because I find Mike Tyson – the recent video that came out of Mike Tyson boxing, I find it to be rather terrifying, you know, that a guy at 53 years old can still throw a punch the way he's been seen throwing punches. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about The Undertaker, his documentary. I want to talk about Becky Lynch and her situation as far as her getting pregnant, and she has to leave WWE for a while. But I really want to talk about the fact that fans are I think fans get over, how should I put this? Fans overreact. You know, I've seen a lot of different posts on social media with fans basically saying that Becky Lynch is, she's just mad that Becky Lynch got pregnant. You know, I'm trying to get my words together. So I want to talk about that, but I'm going to take a quick break and see if I can get Miss Camille on the line.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of a small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! What have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Ooh. Blackberry's Bublé, my favorite.
You mean bubbly?
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé. That's the bubbly.
She's right, Michael Bublé. It's pronounced Bublé. I know, thanks. Dobby.
Cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs. from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today, from all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
all right, we're back. We're live right here on Wrestle Talking to D with Martez. Today, we're supposed to have a special interview with NWA pro wrestler Camille. What I'm going to do right now, I try not to do this on air, but I'm just going to place the call on air. Let's see if we can get her to get connected with us. Yeah, pretty much nothing. We're getting nothing. One more commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll actually start the show. I may bring on Jordan Garber, who's on the line. We'll talk with him. This is Russell talking to D, and I'll be right back.
Bring
we're back, Russell Talking to D, with Martez. Unfortunately, I got some bad news for tonight. We have a connection issues with Miss Camille. Just got finished emailing her, so we are going to reschedule this interview to another day. So I apologize for everybody that thought you were going to hear an interview tonight. Unfortunately, stuff like this happens. I'm not going to stress out about it. It is what it is. You know, unfortunately, it didn't happen. We've had connection issues, and she has other plans for the night, so we can't do the interview later in the show. But I'm bringing up Jordan Garber. I want to apologize to him. What up, Jordan?
Hey guys, sorry to hear that you guys were going through that. Just reminds me of the old Wrestling World 247 days where I'd have an interview ready to call in, or there's actually a good story where Ahmed Johnson was on my show, and he called in until 1 minute in the show was left, and I couldn't ask him all my questions, and then he still charged for the interview, and I was astounded. It was unbelievable. Definitely things like this happen, but people listening from around the world need to understand as well, as a podcast host, they have many things that they have to control, as well as social media. So if there's connection issues, there's also other needs that need to be met. So when two things kind of overlap each other, it can get very stressful. Being a podcaster in professional wrestling is one of the tougher jobs, because anyone can run a podcast. Anybody can run a consistent product. And I give you credit, but I look forward to hearing from Camille again, and I know she'll be on again soon.
Oh, well, thank you, Jordan, and I appreciate that. You said it best, man. It's tough being a podcaster, especially when you have to deal with multiple things. And that's why I respect you. I listen to your show, and you definitely do a lot. You do a lot. You have a lot of sound clips on your show. You definitely do a lot, man. So I respect what you do, and I thank you for saying that.
Well, it's hard. It's important just to love the business and do as much as you want, because even being a referee, being involved with an issue earlier with the Winnipeg scene, it's hard being a podcaster, but to be a podcaster and a referee, it sometimes can be a crazy world. But I just love doing it, and that's why I love to do it each and every week. And I think that it's good to see good things happen, and it's also good to see bad things happen, so you can kind of learn from them in the future and kind of see what you can do next time to deal with it. It's a good thing.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. This is the first time this has happened to me in all my times of interviewing people. This is the first time that this happened. And I always expect it to happen, but thank God it never happened until now. So this was a lesson learned, and we'll do things a little bit differently next time, because every superstar is different. You know, and you know that every pro wrestler is different, and especially when you have to cough up money. You know what I mean? That's really the loss that you're suffering, the money part.
Exactly.
But it's okay. We're gonna press on, man. And I might not be here too long for tonight, because this show was really just about the interview, and I was gonna touch on a few other things, but. If you got to go, I understand.
No, I'm free for I can chat for about 20 minutes or so about some topics that are coming up. That way we can kind of go over some things on the program, and then you can finish the rest of the program you want your way. But I definitely have 15 to 20 minutes to talk, that's for sure.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, man. Yeah, I don't know how much you, and I know this isn't wrestling related, but I felt like I wanted to talk about Mike Tyson. I don't know how much you are aware of Mike Tyson, or if you ever followed him.
Man. He's a great guy. I've never met him, but I know a wrestler, Massive Damage, met him when I did the tour, and he told me stories of hanging out with him in Vegas and getting high with Mike Tyson. And it's like, holy crap. It's insane. Mike Tyson's a great guy. This guy's comeback is unbelievable, man. Like, this guy's going to mess some shit up. I'm excited to see Mike Tyson back. He's a great person. The media is different. The media is us. We get in people's faces, and we get what we want. And you and me do that. But, you know, Mike Tyson, aside from the media and people like us and asking for interviews and all that crap, Mike Tyson as a person is such a good guy, man. I really wish him the best of luck in his boxing return, because he I loved watching some of his fights in the past, and I'm going to love watching them again.
Yeah, hey, absolutely. And I think the video that has been surfacing with him training is amazing. You know, you really can never count anyone out, and Mike Tyson is showing you that you can't count him out. He's 53 years old, and he's, at least from the video, he still looks like he can throw a punch like he did when he was in his 20s. And it's a terrifying video. And yet, I agree with what you said. He is a nice guy. He had issues in his life. You know, who doesn't have issues? But I'm looking forward to him fighting. I don't know who he's going to fight, but I just thought that was something I wanted to talk about, because he just looked menacing. He looks terrifying, to be honest with you.
been a terrifying guy. Have you watched Mike Tyson Mysteries?
No, I haven't had a chance to take a look at that.
I think it's a great show. It's a really stupid show. It's based on stupidity. There's not really a storyline to it, but it's a fantastic. It's a hilarious program. It's where this pigeon talks, and then there's this Asian guy, and then Mike Tyson. And then, like, they go on adventures and try to help solve mysteries. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to check that out. Have you seen The Undertaker's documentary just yet?
I have not. Did that just come out?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So far, so good. It came out last Sunday. I watched the first two episodes of it, and it's been really good. It's nice to see The Undertaker not in character, you know. And I got a lot of respect for The Undertaker. He is the professional wrestling business, in my opinion. You know, he's been able to adapt in many different decades. You know, he's been able to wrestle the likes of Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Stone Cold, The Rock, you know, even John Cena, CM Punk, you know, even today's wrestlers, AJ Styles, you know, Bray Wyatt, you know. So The Undertaker, I got an enormous amount of respect for him, and this is a must-see documentary with The Undertaker. So hopefully you get a chance to take a look at it.
No, I can't wait to see it. You know, I remember 1992. Well, I wasn't born in 1992, but I remember watching 1992 like it was yesterday when he made his debut at Survivor Series, and wow, it was absolutely incredible. You know, when I watched that on tape, I kind of saw, like, okay, yeah, I know why they gave this guy a push, like, right away. He just had it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Jordan, what's coming up on your next few shows before we close out for the night? Because I'm gonna close out a bit early tonight.
Sounds good. Well, the next few shows that I have coming up here is Jordan Garber Now. Obviously, I do a daily news update each and every day, and you guys can tune in every single Friday on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. I'm in the process of getting some new interviews up for this week, so stay tuned for that. And buy the Jordan Garber Now trading card. They are coming in right now. They're currently in San Francisco, California, and Newark, New Jersey, but they should be in Winnipeg soon. And be ready to ship to wrestling fans around the world.
Wow. Everybody, that's Jordan Garber, man. He's a beast, man. You are a special individual. You probably heard that once or twice, man. You definitely got the it factor, brother.
Absolutely, and you guys can listen to me on Open Talk 313, mm-hmm. The Flash as well. Jordan Garber Now is live every week, too, on there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jordan. We're going to close out for the night, man, and stay tuned for more Jordan on this platform. This has been Russell Talking with D. Take care, everybody, and have a good night.